Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You are invited to be a part of it and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And also coming up here tonight, Daryl, you've got a story about a man who has allegedly been in meditation, in a state of very, very deep meditation for 200 years.
Yes.
Science says he's a mummy, but the Dalai Lama says differently, from what I understand.
Yes.
We'll talk more about that here. Also on the way, $755 condom packs in Venezuela, as well as hand angel. And more. Your thoughts, of course, are certainly welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, Danica is going to report on the Pope, who says that spanking is totally fine so long as the children are, what was it, respected or something like that?
That they get to keep their dignity.
To keep their dignity. All right. So those are all topics that are possibilities here tonight. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So let's talk about this meditation story because it's just so, it sounds so shocking. I thought it was a joke when you first read the headline to me. This isn't an Onion piece.
No, this is from UPI.
Okay.
So the story posted yesterday says, a mummified monk found in Mongolia sitting in the lotus position is not dead, but in a deep meditative trance, according to Buddhist officials. Forensic examinations of the mummified remains are underway at the National Center of Forensics Expertise at Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, which is the Mongolian capital. Initial examinations determine the mummy to be about 200 years old. The remains were found January 27th, wrapped in cattle skins in the Songinkorkan province of Mongolia.
So this guy wasn't sitting in some sort of a Buddhist, what do they call it? What do they call places where they, temple, I guess? Like, he wasn't just sitting there in some place out in the open. They found him somewhere?
He was in a cave. That gets,
okay.
Yeah. You know,
revealed later down.
Gotcha.
Could have been the monk cave. I'm not sure. Dr. Barry Curzon, who is a Buddhist monk and a physician to the Dalai Lama, said the mummy was in a rare state of meditation called Tukdam, which he said is the highest state close to the state of Buddha.
Wow, that's funny, because I was actually just reading a book literally today that used that particular term. I'd never heard it before.
Wow. Imagine that.
Curzon adds, if the person is able to remain in this state for more than 3 weeks, which rarely happens, the body gradually shrinks. In the end, all that remains from the person is hair, nails, and clothes. Adding, if the meditator can continue to stay in this meditative state, he becomes a Buddha. A professor at the Mongolian Institute of Buddhist Art, whose name I will not even attempt to pronounce because I know I will pronounce it wrong, said the pose the mummy is in symbolizes the preaching sutra. This is a sign that the Lama is not dead, but in a very deep meditative state, according to ancient tradition of Buddhist lamas. Police found the remains after discovering that a 45-year-old man identified as Intor allegedly stole the mummy from a cave and planned to sell it on the black market. There are claims that the remains are of the teacher Lama Dashi Dorzo Itigilov.
Oh, so you want to pronounce that name, but not the previous one. I see how it is.
The other one has way too many syllables that I know I'm going to wind up goofing up.
Oh, come on. Live a little.
The Lama told his students he was going to die in 1927 and ordered them to exhume his body in 30 years. When he was then unearthed, it is said his body was sitting well-preserved in the lotus position. He was reburied afterwards until 2002, where his body was found still well-preserved.
Well, do you believe this one? I mean, is this legit? Is he actually still alive?
I believe the news story that somebody found a mummy sitting in a lotus position in a cave, but this guy's not meditating. This guy's dead.
My question is, how in the world did he stay in that position instead of just, you know, falling over
crumpling down,
like curling up or being stretched out naturally or
maybe
something?
Maybe because he's really meditating.
Maybe. I mean, have we been able to feel a pulse or, you know, get this guy a cheeseburger or something?
Well, if you're in a really deep state of meditation, you will not be able to feel a pulse.
Yeah, so the idea, I mean, look, I'm at best a novice when it comes to meditation. I've tried a few times. I've tried it a number of times. Certainly did so in jail more so than any other time. But it is something that I think is a valuable exercise. The idea, as I understand it, and again, I'm not well-versed in it, but the idea is to sort of disconnect yourself from yourself, if you will, and be more at one with everything.
Oh, this guy's definitely disconnected from himself.
Yeah, and have all of the layers that make you and make you unique sort of fall away. Have no thoughts coming while this is happening. That's the biggest challenge for somebody who's new to meditation generally, is that your mind will shoot thoughts in, you know, constantly, and it can be very, very difficult.
Yeah, I've got this has to do, or this has to get it, and why am I sitting here and doing absolutely nothing?
Right, or all kinds of things about what happened during the day or what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, there's always thoughts that come in, and it's quieting the mind that is really the big first step. But, you know, beyond that, I've read things about Buddhist meditation, and I mean, the ideal would be to reach that state of enlightenment, the nirvana state, which Buddha ostensibly reached, and I don't know if it took him 200 years to reach that. I don't know what the time frame was in the Buddha story as far as how long it took him to reach that state. And the experts from the Buddhist group in this story are saying that he has not yet gotten there, that he's still working on it here.
He's close, is what they're saying.
So here's,
but it's one of those things of how do you know when someone else has reached the state of enlightenment? Like, I can't tell you that you are knowledgeable about something. You have to determine that for yourself.
Well, I imagine you would just have to go to a monastery and be a mentor under somebody. And looking at this picture, this monk has these robes. These robes look to be, in, you know, from the pictures, really good condition. You know, I'm wondering, were these robes found with him, or were they
were wearing them. It was
added on.
Right?
Were they added on later?
It says that he was wrapped in cattle skins.
Well, maybe they were. Maybe he was wrapped in those by the guy who stole him. Because wasn't there something
possibly?
About someone stealing
him? He was removed from the cave in 2012.
If you were going to carry a mummy around with you, you might want to have it wrapped before. You know, that way, people didn't think weird things. Perhaps.
Sure.
I don't know. I'd be curious why somebody's carrying around somebody in a lotus position.
That's what I mean. That's why you would wrap it that way. It would look maybe like a statue or something that you were carrying around, rather than an actual mummy that you were walking about with. I don't know. It's just I'm speculating here.
I don't know. But my point is, you know, this expert guy that says he's close to being a Buddha, there's no way the expert knows if this other person has attained that level, because you know, you only know for yourself what level you have attained.
That's correct. I mean, there's certainly as I understand the story of Buddha, you know, after he achieved enlightenment and you know, faced down Mara and all of that, he, you know, returned to walking about. Or
can
was
you tell me who Mara is?
It's kind of like the temptation or the devil in some ways. I mean, that's a very basic
like worldly lust, really, because
kind of
from what
yeah.
I understand, Buddhism is not really a religion; it's a lifestyle. So Mara, I guess, would be
it depends who you ask.
Yeah, Mara, I guess, would be the equivalent maybe like pointless wants or just things that aren't really
definitely
necessary.
Distracting.
Gotcha.
Mara
okay.
Comes along and tries to distract him from achieving enlightenment, essentially with different things. And he did, you know, walk about, from what I understand, quite a bit after that. And people could tell you know, from what I've read, the people he came across could tell by the way he carried himself, by the things that he said, that he had that state of enlightenment. But again, how do you tell with a mummy who's not talking?
Right.
It's interesting. 855 450 free. Do you believe it? Are you Buddhist? What are your thoughts? 855 450 free. You can take control here and bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way if you've got that as an option. If you don't yet have that as an option and you like the idea of calling this show, well, you should probably take the time to install it. You'll sound better, and if you sound better, we might be more likely to keep you on for a little bit longer because sometimes some people's phone connections are just absolutely atrocious. So go grab Skype and connect to username LRN.FM. So you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we actually started the show with a strange story out of Mongolia about a Buddhist monk who was in a cave. I guess he wasn't originally in the cave. He was stolen by someone and placed in the cave.
He was taken from the cave in 2012. The story doesn't really say where he was taken from then.
But then recovered.
Then he was stolen, and somebody was trying to sell the monk on the black market. This person was arrested. The monk was recovered. And Buddhist officials are saying that the mummy is not really a mummy. It's a man that is in a deep meditative state.
So we can talk more about that, or you can bring whatever you want. Plus, there's a story actually out of Taiwan about, and we're going to have to be careful when we talk about this one because we're on broadcast radio. I guess we can probably say hand job. I don't think that's particularly explicit.
Handies.
Handies. There are men, apparently, who are giving volunteers, or they are volunteers, and they are giving people who are severely disabled manual pleasure. Let's just say that. We can talk more about it. It's a very, very unusual story, and so that's all on the way here. Something else that can be on the way to your home, the home of your loved ones, this Valentine's Day, is Sherry's Berries. It's an amazing product. We've been talking about Sherry's Berries for, I think, a couple years now here on Free Talk Live, off and on, during different holidays, because it's an awesome gift. And starting at just $19.99, you can get some giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. It's over 40% savings. All you have to do is go to berries.com, that's berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in this code, FTL. That gets you the deals, and the deals include doubling those berries for just $10 more, which I highly recommend you do that. These are delicious berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, plus topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. They are great, and you won't be disappointed, nor will whoever it is you're buying these for, even if that is yourself, because they're really, really tasty. Very good quality, gourmet quality foods. Berries.com. And for some reason, if the person you are ordering for this Valentine's Day doesn't like strawberries, then they've got other treats and goodies like chocolate-covered pretzels and cake pops over at Berries.com. So go and check out the whole selection by using code FTL, Berries.com.
What's your favorite berry?
It's a tie. I really like the white chocolate ones, but I also really like the dark chocolate ones with the chocolate chips all over them.
See, I'm just not a fan of dark chocolate.
Okay. Oh, how
I prefer
dare you?
The white chocolate.
Hmm.
Dark chocolate's the best. What's wrong with you?
I would say it's a toss-up between those two. I mean, the milk chocolate's fine. I don't want to give that any short shrift. But I like the texture of having the chocolate chips all on the outside as well. I think that's nice.
Quit teasing me, you two.
You're going to get some. There's another order on the way. We had some come in earlier this week, but they've been sitting for a few days, and I wanted to make sure you had the proper experience.
I am going to have to go and talk to that Mark person.
Berries, code FTL. So, Daryl, this mummy. And that's what science is saying. Science is saying this guy's a mummy. He's dead. He's been dead for over 100 years.
Right. They're saying that the mummy is about 200 years old.
And so that would mean he's been dead for 200 years.
Not necessarily, no? Because the story also said that he told his followers that he would die in 1927.
I see.
Have they done any sort of, like, testing to make sure that he actually did die in 1927?
I don't think they're going to wind up cutting him apart because Buddhist officials are saying he's still alive. You don't get to just, like, you know, cut people apart and count their rings.
So I think it's interesting. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, a lot of people are going to be skeptical of this, and I'm certainly skeptical of it. But at the same time, I do understand the point of meditation is to sort of take away all of the aspects of yourself from you and achieve enlightenment. And the Buddhist officials are saying that he's near to that. He's in the state just before enlightenment.
Right.
Presumably he's been there for a few hundred years. For him,
for a while.
I mean, again, I'm not saying that there's any consciousness in this being. It's hard to really even understand what that state is like, right? When you've stripped away all of your individuality and there's just some sort of raw consciousness that remains.
Sure.
You know, this the state of nirvana or enlightenment. And I'm sure there's probably some Buddhist listeners out there saying, oh, you're getting it wrong. Well, please feel free to call in and, you know, clarify. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But ultimately, you pointed out, Daryl, that if one does achieve a real state of meditation, a deep state of meditation, that things like pulse will be lessened or even non-existent.
Yes, that's what I've heard. And I recall reading a story a couple of months ago from, I think it was India, where there was a man that there was some sort of court case over whether or not he was actually dead or meditating.
Mm.
And this is fairly recent, and I will try to find the story so that I, you know, can make sure that I get the facts right. I don't want to wind up being Brian Williams and, you know, misremembering, okay, which is basically, you know, code for
Daryl,
lying to
you. Daryl, you have had concussions,
you.
So...
Right, I have. So, you know, I do have, you know, this short-term memory problem occasionally. But there was this court case over whether or not the guy was actually alive or meditating because there wasn't a pulse. There have been other stories of people that have meditated for like 3 days. A family member thought they were dead, and then they take them to the morgue and they wake up.
Wow.
Wait, I wasn't dead. I was meditating.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of people who have the ability to control their heart rate, right? Like just by concentrating, they can lower the rate of their heart.
I've heard of that too.
And presumably,
and it's just so foreign to us that we just know that, you know, what, you know, what sorcery is this?
Well, I think there's a lot that really in our daily distracted, busy lives that we don't think that we can accomplish because we're not used to these ideas.
Yeah, definitely.
That human beings are able to do a lot of really amazing things. It's just that we're all so busy with our own little worlds that many of us don't explore those realms, so to speak. And if you've had any experience with it, you're certainly welcome to share that with us, toll free at 855-450-FREE.
And apparently it's not just Buddhists, but Hindus also do this deep meditation.
Sure.
I pulled up the story here from the Telegraph about the guy in India where the court was asked whether or not the Hindu guru was dead or meditating.
Let's we can talk about that, too. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, people like that have been able to concentrate and walk around naked easily in snowy conditions. I mean, that's an amazing level of concentration. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's our limited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free, bring up whatever you'd like, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are a Buddhist or a Buddhist meditation master, or at least you're trying to achieve mastery. Apparently that's what one monk is still trying to achieve after 200 years of alleged meditation. That's according to some Buddhist experts in Mongolia. After a 200-year-old, what science is saying, mummy has been taken out of a cave, wrapped in a cloth, the Buddhist experts are saying he's not dead. He's meditating, and it's not the first time a story like this has cropped up. Daryl, you've got another related piece. We can get into that. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got also Skype. Skype on in at username lrn.fm. And if you love coffee, you can get a pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox for free. All you have to do is cover the shipping cost, and it'll be sent right to your door. Again, from BuzzBox Coffee, it's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to provide you with some killer coffee, but also to help people out around the world in difficult parts of the world in which to live by providing them with microloans to help change their lives for the better by offering those folks an opportunity to make their own lives better through, you know, using those loans to perhaps buy some new equipment for their business or start a business in the first place. And we've been doing that. For every 10 listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com, we can fund one new microloan every month, from what I understand. You can go and get signed up over at coffee.freetalklive.com. Your first pound's free, then you're on the auto ship program, which you can cancel anytime. But once you get your first pound, you can then customize how often you'd like to get shipments and what size the shipment should be and the flavor and all that. So coffee.freetalklive.com. I did look up a little bit about Mara just to tell you more, Danica, since you'd asked about it. When you read the story of Buddha, Mara is one of the more central, I guess, characters in the story. And it's while Buddha is attempting to achieve enlightenment, Mara tries to tempt the Buddha by seducing him with the vision of beautiful women who in various legends are often said to be Mara's daughters. Mara is considered to be a demon. In Buddhist cosmology, Mara personifies unwholesome impulses, unskillfulness, the death of spiritual life. He is a tempter, distracting humans from practicing spiritual life by making mundane things alluring. So you're pretty much on target there.
Gotcha.
Or the negative seemed to be positive. The word Mara comes from the Proto-Indo-European root mer, meaning to die. The Sanskrit form of the verbal root. They could get a little too Englishy there. But interesting stuff. There's more to learn about that if you care to. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, Daryl, you've got a story out of India where Hindu is also a religion in which meditation is fairly popular.
Yes.
And there was a similar story where a court was trying to determine whether or not a man was dead or just meditating.
That's correct. The story actually is from May of last year, so it's a little older than I thought. From The Telegraph, they write, "The family and followers of one of India's wealthiest Hindu spiritual leaders are fighting a legal battle over whether he is dead or simply in a deep state of meditation. His Holiness Sri Ashutosh Maharaj, the founder of a religious order that I'm not going to try to pronounce, with a property estate of approximately $170 million, according to his wife and son, died in January of last year. However, his disciples have refused to let the family take his body for cremation because they claim he is still alive. According to his followers based in the Punjab city of Jalandhar, he simply went into a deep samadhi or meditation, and they have frozen his body to preserve it for when he wakes up. His body is currently contained in a commercial freezer."
Wow.
And so the court, the High Court of Punjab, was asked to decide whether or not he was alive or dead. If he was dead, then the family would get the body to cremate. And again, this was from May of last year. I found an update from December that said that the court stayed a ruling that he was legally dead and could be cremated. His body will remain frozen until at least February 9th of this year. So it's still going to be a few days until they wind up, you know, possibly removing his body from the freezer, I think, to be cremated. I'm not really sure what they're actually going to wind up doing with the yogi, I think is the term that they use. Okay. No, guru, not yogi, guru. So the story from another website says that he died January 29th of last year of a heart attack. Physicians and police confirmed his death, but his followers say that he was in a transcendental meditative state. And, you know, then it goes in to talk a little bit about the court case that happened.
And it was his followers who put him in the ice lockup.
They put him in the freezer to preserve him for when he woke up from the deep meditative state.
But some family members believe he's dead and would like to cremate him. Is that right?
All of the family members that they talk about, which is the wife and children, they say he's dead.
Hmm. How old? I'm sorry if I...
70-something years old.
Okay, so he's not like he's not like a young man. Okay.
Right.
And he went into a state of meditation. That was his intention, right?
That's what the followers say.
Yeah.
The family says he had a heart attack and died. And
I see.
Physicians and other medical people say he had a heart attack and died.
Wow.
But I'm not really sure exactly what the court ruled because I can't really navigate the Indian court's website.
No, it's a tough, it's really an interesting question because, I mean, presumably this guy, he was this leader in this group. And he, I guess, intended to begin meditating and then presumably died during that meditation. Again, if you believe the followers, right, that... Well, they think he's still meditating, but I guess, you know, nobody really knows within the family what he was really doing. Their argument would be that, well, we're his family, so we should be able to decide. But if he had devoted his life to this belief system and, you know, meditating and things like that, then shouldn't that choice be respected? I mean, he doesn't essentially, you know, there's no will here necessarily.
Right.
Right.
So how do you decide in this case whose wishes should be honored?
That's a very good question.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, obviously it should probably be to the individual. I mean, didn't the individual have something saying, it may appear that I could be like I'm dead, but I'm not. So this, you know, if I don't wake up from a meditation, the worst case scenario, this is what I want done.
The articles don't mention anything about a
instructions
will, living will, some sort of instructions of if you think I'm dead.
I think if he had prepared something like that, it would have saved a lot of trouble.
Possibly.
I may be wrong, but.
Possibly. I forget the specifics, but my aunt, who was married to a Native American, he had a will specifying that after he died, he wanted one thing to happen. I forget if it was cremation or to be buried, but Cheyenne tradition was to do the other thing. And some of his family sued to basically overturn his will. And I forget the exact outcome of the court case. But even when you have a will, that doesn't necessarily
mean
that, you know, what you want is going to happen.
Yeah, that's really sad. Hey, this is what I want after I'm dead. And, oh, look at that. I can't have it happen after all.
Can one do a radio will?
A radio will?
You know, that's a good question.
If I say, you know, something on the radio that I want to happen after I'm dead, is that legally binding?
I couldn't tell you. I'm not a lawyer. I can't tell you what's legally binding or not. I imagine there's some specific rules to what Will should say. I'm sure LegalZoom.com can help you figure all that stuff out. But I don't know. I mean, certainly you could leave a set of instructions.
If I'm near the ocean, throw me in there so a shark eats me.
One could argue that if that's the only set of instructions you've left, that that is your will and it should be respected.
Is that your full body or your
ashes? If I'm near a cave, throw me in there, let a bear eat me.
So throw in the full body is what you're saying.
Full body.
Toss you in the ocean. All right, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here and bring up what you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a bizarre story from Vice Magazine about volunteers who are digitally manipulating the genitals of those who are severely disabled.
Oh, that was a good one.
Clinical way to talk about what's going on here without being too, pandering. We don't want to pander. The FCC doesn't like that. So we can talk about that. That's still on the way here tonight. Plus, Danica, the Pope, you're going to tell us, has spoken out about spanking. And he says it's A-OK, but there's one provision. We'll tell you more about that.
Absolutely.
In a little bit.
As long as you remember the safe word.
855-450-FREE. We're talking about spanking your kids. 855-450-3733.
Daryl, that's gross.
So we were just talking about the story out of Mongolia and then another one out of India involving people of both the Buddhist and Hindu religions. If, again, it's not really true. Fair to call Buddhism a religion? All
faith?
No, it's not really. I don't think faith is
more of a lifestyle, really.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate. Although there are certain sects of Buddhism that it has become a religion, and Buddha has sort of become a prophet or a god or whatever you want to use that term.
I think faith would be a good compromise for a term.
I would love to know what a Buddhist would say, how they would define how different Buddhism is from religion, more of a path, I think, than it is faith. I mean, something they're trying to attain here and now. Anyway, so share your thoughts with us here. I mean, the three of us are not Buddhists. Is that correct?
Okay. That's correct.
I've done some reading about it. I've read about meditation. I've tried some meditation. I'm a total novice when it comes to this stuff. So I am fascinated by it, and I'm certainly fascinated by what masters of meditation are able to achieve. I mean, we were talking earlier about how humans have been able to do some pretty amazing stuff, you know, just by focusing, lowering their heart rate, or, Daryl, as you've said, in serious meditative states, having no detectable heart rate, but yet still being
alive. Right, so if your heart rate is like, you know, 3 beats per minute, that's not detectable.
Is that right? Okay. I'm not a doctor, so I'll take your word for it.
You know, most people's normal heart rate is, you know, like a beat a second.
Okay.
So if you put your, you know, two fingers over their artery on the wrist or on their neck, you're going to feel something. If it's, you know, one beat every 15 seconds,
you're not going to notice.
You're not going to notice unless you keep your fingers there so long, and then you're going to be like, wait, what was that anomaly?
So, anyway, I just think it's fascinating. And, you know, you can look at other things that people have been able to do in the past. For instance, the Quran, that is, of course, the Muslim holy book that was memorized originally. It was actually a vocal tradition. The entirety of the Quran was memorized by the followers of the Quran. And if you could just imagine, you know, I was talking about how we're so busy with our lives today and our technology and distracted. It's not that we're any different human beings than those human beings were, you know, so many years ago. It's just that we don't believe we can remember that level of text. Can you imagine?
Now, was the Quran memorized because they didn't have the ability to write or didn't know how to write then?
Probably mostly the
because the Greeks did the same with their, you know, with their mythology and their stories.
Right, but no, the Quran came well after the development of written language. It was well after Christianity and the written text of Christianity.
But that doesn't mean that everyone was literate enough to
write. Right, but there were scribes that could have written.
Yeah, that's true.
Is what I'm saying.
That's true.
So, you know, the ability to write it down,
it was there. It was there.
So it was there. They purposely chose not to write it down and memorize it.
I don't remember. Yeah, and I don't remember for how many years it was a vocal tradition.
Gotcha.
I don't remember when the first written copy came into existence. But certainly now we rely so much on our technology. You know, I got my calendar programs that tell me when I need to do things, and if I need to remember stuff, I write them down on a to-do list. But when I hear about people being able to memorize the entirety of what is not a short book, the Quran is a lengthy book, to the idea of memorizing that level of text is so daunting. And to word for word memorize this. This is what they were taught by age 6, from what I've read.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I was just thinking about that and realizing that, you know, we're not different than they are. We're still the same human beings. It's just that we don't focus our energies in those same areas, and so we don't develop that ability.
Right, and I don't know for certain because, you know, Albert Einstein isn't here for me to ask, but I've heard that Einstein did not ever remember his telephone number because he thought that that was something menial.
Unimportant.
And unimportant. Yep. He, you know, used his brain to remember other things, like, you know, how to, you know, figure out the theory of relativity.
Totally believable. I mean, same thing with me. When I get a new cell phone number, I don't really know what it is for a long time, usually.
That's why I've kept the same cell phone number for like 8 years.
Same here.
So, you can share your thoughts on whether it's meditation or the idea of what other things are humans capable of doing that we're just not regularly doing simply because our focus is elsewhere. What other, you know, abilities are we missing out on? Could we benefit from? I mean, in order to get to the level of mastery in meditation that these guys have, it takes a lifetime. I mean, it takes a long time to really be able to get there. And if you're always flitting about here, hither and thither, and, you know, trying to get your to-do list taken care of, you're never going to become a master of meditation. You would have to spend your life focusing on that. That's not to say you shouldn't try it. That's not to say that there's not value in learning to meditate. I truly believe that there is. So, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Something else there's value in is self-pleasure. But unfortunately for some people who are severely disabled, well, they just can't. simply because they're physically unable to manipulate themselves. Stories over at Vice.com. Andy is a muscular dystrophy patient who lives with his parents in southern Taiwan. Due to his severe physical disability, he was homeschooled and could not leave his house alone, so he never really had the opportunity to develop an, either an active social life or a romantic relationship.
So he's been paralyzed since since he was born, is that correct?
It's not real clear, but it sounds like since early on.
Since he was young, okay.
When Taiwanese non-governmental organization Hand Angel, their website is handjobtw.org, an organization promoting the sexual rights of disabled people, first spoke to Andy, they realized that his situation meant he'd also never been able to have a frank conversation with anyone about his sexuality. And as a young gay man who didn't want to speak to his parents about his feelings, this wasn't exactly the healthiest situation to be in. I mean, it's hard to really even imagine the difficulty that that could cause somebody to never have had the ability to be intimate in any meaningful way with anyone at any point in their life. And certainly to be living in a society in which, you know, sex is present. And I don't know what it's like in Taiwan, obviously. Certainly it's different in Europe versus in the United States. And I think they comment on that here in a little bit in the story. But to live in a world where lots of people are having sex with one another, and you might like to, but you just don't have the opportunity, period. There's just no way for you to do it. You can't even leave your house. And, of course, there are one solution someone would say would be prostitution to that. And, of course, prostitution is illegal in a lot of places. But if you don't get paid for the sex act, then it's not illegal, right?
Yeah.
Right.
If you're just voluntarily going and providing sexual pleasure to an individual, that's not prostitution.
Are they being paid by another personal organization for doing
that? They are volunteers. So
they're
generally
volunteers.
The term volunteer doesn't include getting pay. I suppose that, you know, they might have like a stipend
or something. Yeah.
Maybe the group gives them the
oh goodness.
Maybe the group gives them a gas stipend to get there or something like that.
Sure.
So more from the story here. Over the course of a few months, representatives from Hand Angel counseled Andy online, helping him to understand his own sexuality and place in the world. Next, they smuggled him out of his house and took him to a motel for a hand job. Taiwan, officially known as the Republic of China, has one of the best health systems in the world, according to Vice. Its million or so disabled citizens receive some of the most thorough medical attention you'll find, including everything from long-term care to traditional herbal medicine. What they don't receive from this system, however, is any kind of aid when it comes to slightly more intimate issues, namely orgasms. There's more to say about this story. We'll continue it here in moments. 855 450 free. Daryl's got a big smile on his face. We'll find out what that's all about here in a moment. And your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. I don't know if I agree that someone has a right to sex. I mean, that's sort of what they insinuate in the first paragraph. We can dig in deeper here. 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.